Oh, you are so important. 12 minutes now, gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Welcome, everybody, to Hello, Port Harcourt. It's Friday, people. Once again, I'm constraining myself. Gotta keep it cool. Keep it cool, dude. Keep it cool. Calm down. All right, so let's start off this morning talking about waste collection in Port Harcourt. Hey, Jude, but we've talked about this before. Hold on to your panties, because this is an interesting twist, maybe that will make people cast their minds to just over two decades ago, if not maybe 25 years, to Port Harcourt. So if you're not in Port Harcourt, you know, during this time frame, maybe you'll take a back seat and listen to what some other people have to say. Now, in Lagos, our story is hinged upon what's coming out from Lagos. The Lagos State Waste Management Authority has said that it will commence a seal exercise on homes. Yep, you heard me. On homes without waste bins on Lagos Island and the mainland beginning from the 7th of July. Let's see, what's today? Today's the 7th of July. Now, the Executive Director of Finance of Law, Makunle Adebi, made this known in a statement on Wednesday. He said the decision follows an earlier issuance of abatement notices to the affected areas 2 months ago. Now, this is my question. You see, here in Port Harcourt, as it stands right now, there are reception points, collection points for waste and trash. But by and large, a lot of you in River State still prefer to put your trash at the medians. I see them on East West Road. Yep, Rumor C in particular, where we are. I see them every morning about 5 o'clock. Sometimes when we take walks, we get to see, you know, the trash collectors actually doing that. They pick it up. But there is a central point at the Rumor C Junction, right? Close to it. I see that place. I know it. But it seems as though those who live along the Rumor C axis, particularly from Rumor C Junction down to Obikoye Bridge, they have no clue how close or how far the Rumor C Junction is for them. It's amazing. It's one of the most mysterious things for me as an observer. Anywho, so the trucks will come about 4:35 a.m. in the morning. We see them. They remove the waste that you, yes, you, have put at the median of the road. No problem. Stop, no problem. All right? So, you know, c'est mis, c'est pas. All right, great. But, which do you think is going to be more effective for the improvement of the sanitary conditions in River State? Do you think the system that we have now, which is the central pickup point, right? In this case, it's at, in quote, it's at Rumor C Junction, right? Do you think that, or would you want to see a replication of what Loma is saying or suggesting in Port Harcourt? That means for every residential area, okay, in your house, you must have a proper waste receptacle in front of your house. In front. That way, if it's full, it's you and you that are smelling it. Yes, since you don't want to, you know, manage it properly, all right? If you want to store it in your house and wait until the bed is bad before you want to throw it out, your hair, no problem. When you bring it out, you will look at it. You can't escape it. Now, would you think that will work? Or do you think the system that is being operationed, or that is operational right now, beg your pardon, in Port Harcourt, should continue? Now, I said that if you lived in Port Harcourt about two decades ago, 25 years, you may remember, because I remember back then in the Lekaya Housing Estate, these two forms were in existence. There were certain areas in River State that they had big, I think it was green waste receptacles in front of their houses. So the trucks just come, drive through their houses. They don't greet anybody. They don't insult anybody. Nobody's saying that you... No. If they don't see trash in your bin, they don't take it. They come, they put it into the truck, and they drive away. End of story. And then in the estate, there were big receptacles, metal receptacles that would fit the dumpsters that you know, these trucks that you know. They come, it's motorized, they lift it up and put it into the trash bucket and go away. When they will not come, we, as children, then on Saturdays, we will carry our trash, we'll go to the what we call the borough pit in the Lakai housing estate, close to the railway, right? It was a deep, what I mean, it was deep. That's where we'll throw our trash. And then, interestingly, the truck will still come and pick it up from there. But the question now is, how is this going to work? Is there going to be money involved? Once again, all they're asking, and this is, once again, hypothetical, is that you buy your own trash can, put it in front of the house. That's all. I don't know how much these things cost. But let me hear from you this morning, dear Port Harcourt residents, as we look at Inside Rivers this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or inflammatory comments. If you didn't see it all here, please do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. Do not make inciting statements. Please, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0007. Braid is on the line, is speaking to us from Borokiri. Braid, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, my brother.
Welcome.
Yeah, what you're saying, how we throw out our trash for about a decade ago.
Two decades.
I think for me, I was born and brought up in Port Harcourt. And at my age, at least I've seen a lot of recycling or throwing away the trash. For me, it would be better that there is a dustbin. The people should provide it for themselves. It should be at their frontage. They should put it at the end of the day. There should be people that will come and carry their trash away.
That's what Lagos is trying to enforce now.
Yes, the government should regulate it. And when I mean the government should regulate it, it shouldn't be that maybe they have to carry it every 2 days. They shouldn't miss it. They should be able to take the waste within that 2 days.
Okay, now
but sometimes the lapses will come from the government where they refuse to pay the people. The people will not come and carry
pick it up.
And at the end of the day, it will litter all the streets.
True. But now, let me ask you.
Okay.
Let me ask you. I understand the narrative you're putting. I'm sure everybody who's listening does. But let me ask you. Now, in Lagos, they are saying, the suggestion is, if you don't have a receptacle in front of your house or your apartment, they will seal up your house as punishment. Do you think that is feasible or that should be replicated in Port Harcourt?
No, for me, the ceiling of the house, I don't subscribe to that.
Why?
There should be a mobile court. If that person did not have it at a stipulated time, I think they should take him to the mobile court and let justice take its course.
But
it will serve as a deterrent to others.
But that's justice because warnings have been made. Muriel is not cricket. We have Zion in Jerry. Muriel, good morning to you, please.
Good morning. Thank you, Jude.
Good morning.
There is something I had that I heard. If they want to carry your own water, you value every drop. So now that they've asked us to, in a way, manage and curtail our waste, I think people will begin to be reasonable now. I think it's one of the best ideas I've heard. You buy this bucket, this receptacle, this big one, even if it's a small one, anyone you can afford, you keep it in front of you. But there are challenges to this. How do you know that there are? How would they go into all the nooks and
crannies? Good question.
Everybody must. Maybe a community would just set up. Maybe they come together, buy these two big ones, and they keep in front of their streets so that the banks can access it. Or would their workers go into all the nooks, all the streets, all the corners, water side, everywhere to get this thing? So there will be challenges and more explanation principles, but I think it's a very deep one.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Zion is in GRA. Zion, good morning to you, please. Hello, Zion. Oh dear, a drop call scenario. Now, once again, this, it's not in Port Harcourt. I'm only asking, right, which method you think is going to work for Port Harcourt. Do you think a central pickup point, that's what is operational right now, where you have pickup points along Equerry Road, Aba Road, East West Road, for example, all right, where, you know, the Ruwama comes through, then they get to pick up the trash. You are meant to put up your trash there, I think, from 6 p.m., if I'm not mistaken, 6 or 7, yeah, 6 p.m., and then no later than 5 a.m. in the morning, all right? So during the day when it's bright, nobody's meant to throw trash. All right. Now, during that period, it's expected that that's when, you know, the Roma vehicles will come and pick up your trash. Right. Fine. That's what's operational right now. Now, I remember, I was pretty young then. I remember, right, back those days, we have, particularly on Saturdays, my mom would make us sweep the compound, the trash, the dead bitter leaf stalks and whatnot. We would carry it, my brothers and I, we would carry it, right? And if the receptacle was not at the street along Secular Road back then, we would then walk down to where you have the borough pits in Elekaya Estate. That's where we walk and throw the trash. We did not put it on the road. We never put it on the road. But, you know, the story is history now. Everybody knows how what Port Harcourt was like last year and in previous years. You know, it's terrible, smells all over the place. That doesn't mean Lagos is any better, by the way. No, nobody's exonerating Lagos. All right, so which of these two systems do you think would work? Because in Lagos, the plan is you should get your receptacle, put it outside, approve receptacles, put it outside. If you don't have, right, particularly if you are living on the island, Lekki, phase one, phase two, big boys and big girls, well, your house may be sealed. I don't know if that's going to be how they're going to enforce it, but that's the plan. I'm wondering if that can work here. We're back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
Yes, welcome back. 19.3 Nigeria Info. It's just close to the bottom of the hour, and it's another wonderful Friday. It's sunny at the moment, so if you have laundry, this, I guarantee you, is the best time to go do them, all right? But now that you are going to do your laundry, there's something else that happens. When you do your laundry, there's always waste. Almost everything we do as humans generates some form of waste. You use the washing machine, well, guess what? Waste water. And then the detergent, guess what? The wraps, well, you gotta throw them away. Same thing with a lot of the food items that you buy. Now, one of the biggest challenges in River City in particular has been, how do you maintain those wastes? What exactly do you do with them? Now, people complained. I remember last year, was it 2021? It was really bad. You know, some, what was that place called? Close to Rumudara, yes, from Eliozu, right? I mean, you know that from Eliozu Bridge, right, leading to Rumudara. There's a market, there's a mini market there. At one point, and the trash covered the right side of the road. And I mean, literally covered. Cars literally had to drive through trash. But all of that is gone. Yay, great. But interestingly, our brothers down in the West, talking about Lagos State, are suggesting, the Waste Management Authority over there, are suggesting that, look, for residents, particularly in Lagos Island, on Lagos Island, that would be Lekki area, you know, the nice posh places, you know, Ikoyi and, you know, and the such and such and such, you know, where fancy people stay, right? And parts of the mainland as well, right? They need to have their waste bins in front of them, all right? Now, The Waste Management Authority there says to commence a seal exercise on homes without waste bins on Lagos Island and mainland beginning from today, July 7th, today. Now, the executive director, Kunle Adebiyi, made this known in a statement on Wednesday, which was 2 days ago. Now, he said the decision follows an earlier issuance of abatement notices to the affected areas 2 months, two months ago. That's 60 days ago. So that must have been enough time for people to put out their waste bins in front of their streets or in front of their houses. Now, I'm asking, would this be a better solution for you, resident in Port Harcourt? The, in quotes, having your own waste bin in front of your own house, or what a lot of you are used to these days, which is bring out your trash and put it on the median. Yes, or since you refuse to go to where you're meant to go to, which is the collecting point. But anyway, the central collecting point. So which is preferable? Now, our previous callers have said, look, it's not a bad idea. Muriel said, look, she's curious. How would this work? What about those streets? You know, maybe those streets that, you know, are not particularly, you know, wide, drivable. Those nooks and crannies. Would they go in and bring the trash out? That seems like more work. And let's be honest, on face value, Muriel makes sense. Because what they do now in Port Harcourt is just drive to the collection points, maybe along the road, pick it up. Nobody's going into the streets. But then you had the issue where we saw heaps, mounds of trash on the roads, visible. Imagine those days, about 18 months ago, you just landed from the airport, right? You leave the airport, and the first thing that greets you when you come to see the beautiful city of Port Harcourt is trash. That didn't sit down well now, did it? But anyway, let's get back to you this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it, didn't hear it, please do not make mention of it, and please do not make inciting statements. I'll get to Facebook and Twitter shortly at Nigeria Info PH. Zion is online speaking to us from GRH. Zion, good morning to you, please.
The idea from the Lagos State government, it is the best. Look at the areas that are mapped as areas that are being planned by the government for a modern day city and not that old haphazard building house jaga. It's not that area. The city's other side that the law is proposed for, they have good roads there, tarred roads there. I mean, the houses are being mapped number by number, precept by precept. Look at the design. You can easily access an apartment. Wonderful. So this idea is the best. Get your refuse bin, the government will come remove the waste every day based on their time. Or they assure you they must surely deliver. Now, for Port Harcourt, let us be honest. How many mapped city environments do we have? Apart from the Port Harcourt Township, apart from the little bit of Rumi Bekwe,
okay.
Apart from your Elekaya area, tell me which other place can you see a mapped city? Let's leave this developing estate now.
Okay.
These other areas are haphazardly. Cars can't even enter those streets. Cars can go in. Is it the Rumola? Is it the
That's a very important place, that Rumola, because a lot of people don't realize that off the major Rumola road, there are residential areas there.
So how can you access those streets now? Come to Mbishula Road, the same thing. Come to the Ogunabaliga, at least. If there are no, those areas is okay.
They've widened those places now.
Yes.
But they still have homes off the Obunabali area. They say they have small houses.
No, they can't. Rumi Bikwe wants please Rumi Bikwe. In the evening, these guys will come, they will ring bell.
Okay.
Start bringing up our refuge to the attack. You see now, at every evening from 6.
Is that the plan by the estate people there, that they pay somebody to come and do that?
No, that was the government then.
Okay, okay.
It was the government then, yes. So it was very easy for us. But if you want to take this same drive to other area, like the area you guys are living, that even in their streets, you can't even propose drainage because the way they, everybody is struggling to even come and build on the road, on the street. So the truth is, the way we build our drag land, drag spaces, we can't even, government can't even design roads for some certain streets. So what the government does to abandon them to their own fate. See, a normal standard street is 20 meters. 20 meters. Tell me how many standard streets you have in Port Harcourt, apart from this newly developing environment. That is why they decided to use the median to go and...
So Port Harcourt, according to Zion, Port Harcourt is now what? Stuck with the central collecting points? Yaish. Okay. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you'll find us. I'd like to get to read your messages this morning. Please do not call the WhatsApp number. All right. The WhatsApp number is strictly for the reception of messages. Let me repeat the WhatsApp number again, please. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, that's the WhatsApp and Telegram number. All right, please do well not to call that number. Just send us a message. All right, I get to read them out to you this morning, or rather for the listening public this morning. And this one here says, "Hi, Joe. Good morning. I've said this before, and I think Rivers people need to hear the truth. It's time they realize that they have to start to pay for their waste. Fine, the government has a huge responsibility. We should even be talking about recycling plants and things like that. But for this starting point, June, people should pay for their waste. That's the honest truth. If people pay for services where people come and pick their trash from their houses and not dump them on the medians, but at selected points, it will be much better. I support the Lagos government in the plan to lock up houses where people don't have waste baskets. People need to be responsible for their own waste." Michael, people need to be responsible for their own waste, he says. So, would you pay? Would you pay? That's, if we're to go with Michael's suggestion, I can already hear the thousands of no's all over the airways right now. Would you pay? Michael is saying that, look, you go, you buy your foodstuff or whatever, you generate the trash. Not the government, you do. You generate the trash. So if you are pretty comfortable buying and generating it, so you should be comfortable paying for its appropriate, you know, collection. Why should everybody pay? In fact, now that we're talking about it, I'm beginning to see points, the point Michael is making. Because when my house gets flooded, like some of you have already complained the past 2 weeks, when it rains and you're stuck at Abar Road or Cornerstone, for example, the water is so high, right? Whose fault is it? It's people like you and you and you and you as well, okay, who have thrown in their pet bottles, who have thrown in, you know, the tissue papers, who have thrown in the nylon bags and whatnot into the drainages. So, hey, I'm suffering, you're suffering as well, but you don't consider it as suffering. Oh, it's the government. Let's blame the government. Yeah, I think I'm on Michael's side this morning. Just as an aside, anyway. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. A lot of people are ignoring the key component in this conversation. The plan in Lagos is, if you don't have your waste bin, they will close your house. They will seal it up. That means you can't come in, you can't go out. That's interesting. I find that interesting. So, which would work? for the Port Harcourt area. Zion says, well, a lot of places are not mapped out, but, you know. Michael says you should pay. Michael says you should pay. If you can go out and buy, you should be responsible for your waste. Okonkwo is in room, Okuta. Okonkwo, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Brother Jude. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us.
How to manage our waste. Brother Jude, the citizens, they provide water for themselves. They provide light for themselves, which we are supposed to do the duty of government. They provide accommodation for themselves.
I see where you're going to. I'm listening to you, please. Hello? Hello, Okonkwo? Hello? Oh, dear. Network issues. But yeah, I understand that narrative, right? Nigerians, you know, provide their power with generating sets, have to buy their water, you know. A lot of people, you know, use, you know, what do you call them, private hospitals these days, you know, security, you know, there are vigilantes everywhere, security men are guarding their houses, you know. So what exactly is the government doing? Michael, speaking to us from Artillery. Michael, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude. Good. How are you doing?
Very well, Michael. Were you the person that sent me the message earlier, wrong?
No.
Okay, so different Michael. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I listened to the issue you raised about waste disposal in Port Harcourt. I think the present model is still okay for Port Harcourt, and I will not advise a change for now.
Okay.
Anything that will make people to start paying for their waste disposal is bringing another financial responsibility on people.
Agreed.
Remember that the economy is already hard. So we are looking for a way to make things easy for people.
Yeah.
So I will not support anything that will say people should come and make additional payments for this hard economy again. I think they should only devise a means to make the present system they are doing more efficient and working than it is. That's just my contribution, sir.
Okay, Michael, do you live in Artillery or you're just there currently?
Yes, I'm currently in Artillery.
Okay. Now, I don't know where you live, but you've been in Port Harcourt long enough to know that people have abused the way, you know, the Rumama is meant to work. People throw their trash indiscriminately on the median. It causes an eyesore. The smell is terrible. All sorts are placed there. Even the collection points that they've said go to, people don't do. So how do you make it more efficient when people refuse to even go to where they are meant to throw their trash?
You know, when you say people throw away their trash indiscriminately on the walkway, it's not true. I think what they need to do is those house boys that collect trash from house to house are the ones that are dumping it anyhow. Around my estate in Rumudara, in Iba Estate, where I stay, nobody goes to dump trash anyhow. We only have house boys that come to collect from house to house, and we pay them small token. At the end of the day, you see, we have attacked them severally, but they'll collect from the estate and dump it anyhow on the road. So what I would advise is the people responsible for the coming that are always coming to collect it, they should make arrangement with the heads of these house boys that go to collect from house to house so that they will prevent them from dumping it anyhow on the road. That's just it.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. You know, you raised a very interesting point. At least it's honest. In this place, they asked the scavengers or the trash people to come carry their trash, and now these people throw them at the medians indiscriminately. Right, let's agree with that narrative because it is true. Some people do. But let's also be honest. A lot of you don't give your trash to anybody. You put them out yourselves. Let's be very honest. Let's be very honest. You do that yourself. I remember before the cleanup started, that was last year, right? When the new caretaker committee, you know, was inaugurated for the management of waste in Port Harcourt. The trash at Ozuoba Junction was something else. It was something else. From ugu leaves to yam to potatoes to fish blood and bones, we're all on the median. And if I'm not mistaken, it was the traders there who generated that waste. The traders and the shoppers. It was terrible. Osoba Junction was, in fact, during that period, I never visited that market. Never did. So yes, let us be honest. Some of these, collectors, trash collectors, are culpable, right? They are very guilty in the fact that they don't dispose of these things very well. But you, as well, are also culpable. And let's not forget the biggest contributor are those of you who walk on the streets. You're probably at Umokoro Junction now. You've just bought a sachet of water. Or you're hungry. You bought your favorite snack and you're putting it down with a cool drink from one of the vendors. And what do you righteously do? You throw it outside into the gutter or just on the road. That's what you do. And then when somebody comes and kicks it away, where does it end up? In the gutter. So once again, I see where Michael is coming from. Blessed is speaking to us from Alu. Blessed.
Good morning, my brother Jude.
Good morning to you.
I am pertaining the waste, how you are going to manage your waste.
Mm.
Let me tell you, if the government can bring the law, if they enact law that will bring discipline, you will see it will prevent this flooding of eating. A lot of error come from the people that haven't waste. When you get your waste, there is a way you're supposed to dispose your waste. When you come up in the morning, you will see people pour their waste in the gutter. It is raining. Some will go to where there is erosion and pour their waste. Is it supposed to go like that? Secondly, go to where some certain things have been legalized illegality. People have been doing things that is not okay. In some canal, go to canal. Canal is not flowing well because of the waste that has been pumped to the drainage. I don't understand the way things is. We normally complain government. Not everything is government. We individual, we that masses, we think of our own good. When does this thing come now? When they are flooding come now? It will affect majority of the people. How about the people that not even put waste in the drainage? It still affect them.
Government
can bring law
that will
prevent people. If you not take a scapegoat from people, other people, it will not be a deterrent to them. Check what is happening. And since how many months now, how many years, we are not doing anything sanitation again. Sanitation we are doing now, even though Thursday in the market is collecting money. When you open your shop, they say you pay fine. That we are not opening your shop. If you not see that in front of your shop.
Nothing happens.
I don't understand. The way the government is doing things, they should try to enact law that will prevent all this erosion of it. This flooding, it should affect everybody when it comes. Thank you very much. I'll meet you later, man.
Thank you very much. John is in Iwafe. John, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, you.
Good morning, John.
Yeah. In as much as we admonish the city for managing our waste, I also want to call the town planner in River State House. I just got to an apartment now, newly. Do you know that? The structure of that street is a cruise. Then at the end of the day, there is a gutter on that street. When it rains, that water does not have
anywhere
to empty into.
Yeah.
It becomes a canal or a reservoir. You see, the water will just be there floating on in the soil. So what am I saying in essence? Most of these buildings in River State have approval. What do? They go to those sites? Where we have a drainage area, if somebody is drilling on it, or they just be sticking up it and give approval for somebody to go and fill out a drainage area. The lot we have in River State is just that we are surrounded with a river, mostly for that cause. If not, if it cannot happen here, it will be very disastrous.
But John, it has happened. You have a great point. It has happened in some parts of Port Harcourt where houses have been submerged. You know, people have even moved out. There are some areas where people don't even stay there any longer because of flooding, block canals, and whatnot. Yes, but
any place you see people in this Port Harcourt, gone Port Harcourt, it's act of human error. Because there are places where you are supposed to charge those what we call go back into, you now go and sell it. Somebody will go and build a house on it. and water must find its way.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem we have in Port Harcourt is that those town planners and those people that do building approval, they have failed in their responsibility.
All right, John, thank you very much. He's blaming the town planners for the issue. But once again, which is the best system for you? Humphrey says, why would I pay for my refuse after deducting taxes from my salary? What is the government using my tax for? Humphrey is asking a very valid question. Very valid. You've paid your taxes. So why exactly do I need to pay for managing my waste? What's my taxes? What are my taxes meant to be used for? But once again, the system in operation in Port Harcourt is central collecting points for your waste. Central collecting points. Fine. In Lagos State, however, they are suggesting, you know what, from today, if your house doesn't have, you know, the trash, and I've been to, you know, some houses in Lekki, at least a few years ago, they actually operated the system. You get to some estates, you see almost every house has its waste bin in front of the house. Big green receptacles, some are blue, right? And they have rollers. So usually somebody just comes, rolls them out maybe to the gates, and maybe there's somebody who's collecting them. Or sometimes the vehicles just driving and pick them up. That's what they're suggesting. Have these in front of your homes so that we can come pick up this trash and you don't have to litter, you know, your premises and indeed the major roads by, you know, throwing them at the medians or whatever. Would that be preferable? There are challenges, let's not deny them, and a few of you have made mention of them this morning. Very appreciative. All right, 08-09-030-6416, that's WhatsApp and Telegram, 08-09-030-6416. Mr. June, please, kindly ask Michael to pay for us. The truth is that government should provide free waste management teams to handle that because we are paying taxes. The Nigerian government is not doing anything for the citizens. I'm giving up on this country. Clef Austin Rodriguez, well, don't give up. You're still here, so we can make it work. That's why we have conversations like this. All right, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Interesting, somebody sent me a message on Twitter, all right, for Facebook and Twitter, that's the handle to use, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. And the person says, we need jobs, we need factories, we need companies, we need things that we employ us sustainably. All right, okay, all right, because this is from a previous conversation that we had. All right, don't forget, you have to follow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook and on Twitter, all right? That's where you find us. Sockley Jr. says, Jude, home pickup will be quite difficult because most areas are not numbered and not even motorable. So the central pickup point would be good, as we had in the days of Amechi. It was great. Even at the point, the dump sites were evacuated timely. Okay. All right.